This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Smoke billowed into the sky over the Gaza Strip on Monday after an explosion. The Israel-Hamas war continues, sparked by the unprecedented October 7th raid into southern Israel, in which militants killed around 1,200 people, mostly civilians, and abducted around 250 hostages. Israel says the militants are still holding around 100 hostages and the remains of more than 30 others. Israel's war in Gaza has killed more than 34,000 Palestinians, according to local health officials, around two-thirds of them children and women. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has a wide-ranging agenda as he meets with Arab leaders in Saudi Arabia, with the Israel-Hamas war topping the list, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
An analyst with the Middle East Institute, Brian Katulis, says there's a lot on Secretary of State Antony Blinken's plate, like deals on military, nuclear energy, and AI initiatives with Saudi Arabia. But first and foremost,
achieve a temporary ceasefire and hostage release.
Katulis says there have been good ceasefire proposals on the table, and it's Hamas that's been rejecting them.
Hamas started this war, and Hamas actually has the power to get to a ceasefire, and they're choosing not to do so.
Katulis says he thinks Israel eventually will have to accept a two-state solution. I'm Jackie Quinn.
New York's Columbia University has issued an ultimatum for students to leave a pro-Palestinian protest encampment by the afternoon or face suspension. The move Monday comes as colleges around the country want student protesters to clear out encampments. Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. A suspected missile by Yemen's Houthi rebels targeted a ship in the Red Sea, the latest assault in their campaign against international shipping in the crucial maritime route. The attack on Monday happened off the coast of Yemen. That's according to the British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center. The private security firm Ombre said three missiles targeted a multi-flagged container ship traveling from Djibouti onward to Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. More than 40 people have died in southwestern Kenya following heavy rains, which spawned devastating flooding across the country. Mohammed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
Kenyan rescue teams are searching for survivors swept away by floods Sunday night in the Mahimahiu area of Nakuru County. Heavy rainfall caused a dam to burst its banks, adding to the casualties from the flash flooding. According to residents, at least 16 homes were swept away in the area. Kenyan Transport Minister Kipchumba Murkomen and Nakuru County Governor Susan Kihika visited the flood zone to assess the damage and mobilize authorities and agencies for rescue operations and aid distribution to the victims. Mohammed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.
Spain's prime minister said on Monday he had decided to stay in office after days of publicly weighing his future. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
The furore over his future had caused turmoil in Spanish politics, where a fractious parliament has struggled to form coalition government after close elections. A resignation would have forced a new vote that would have been the fourth in 5 years. The decision to stay generated intense relief among Sanchez followers, but drew fierce mockery from opponents. Residents in Madrid were irritated by the drama, even if they were happy Sanchez stayed. Analysts say the impact of the five-day drama may be limited because Spain's political landscape is already so polarized.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Scotland's First Minister Hamza Youssef resigned on Monday. It triggers a leadership contest as the governing Scottish National Party seeks to heal internal divisions and strengthen its position ahead of Britain's parliamentary elections expected later this year. Youssef's pro-independence party had been weakened by a campaign finance scandal and divisions over transgender rights. He was brought down by his decision to oust the Green Party from his governing coalition because of differences over climate change goals. He resigned after being unable to cobble together a majority in Scotland's devolved regional parliament. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.